It's time for the high school baseball game of the week. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Respect the Game, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball. Here's the voice of the Gem City Sports Network, Doug Brown.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, from Newton High School. We welcome you back to game number two of our doubleheader. The Indians winning game two, or game one, 8-2, and we get to start game number two right here. And leading it off will be Hunter Leonard. He will be doing the pitching for the Botkins. Here's the first pitch and a ground ball right off his ankle, and that hurts. On a day like today, it definitely hurts.
Leading off for Botkins, number 21, pitcher Leinhart.
Leinhart was he was 1-for-2 with a walk and a hit batsman in that first game. Here's a pitch in the dirt for a ball, two balls and no strikes. We're making 1-1 the count.
Easy shot of mustard, he said.
Easy shot of mustard.
Yeah.
So Leonard stepping back in. He'll be doing the pitching here in game number two. Here's a ground ball foul down the third base line. Or first base line. A ball, two strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the first inning in game number two. Next pitch is a breaking pitch outside for ball one, ball two. Two balls, two strikes to count. Glad you can join us on this doubleheader Saturday. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. So one up, one down here in the game number two. So that'll be Corey Koenig up at the plate. Here's a pitch to Koenig, swinging a miss, strike one. Koenig in game one was 0-for-3, struck out, grounded out, and reached on an error. There's a line drive right past the first third baseman down the line. It went off the third baseman Downing's glove. That's going to be a base hit for Koenig.
Catcher number 11.
That'll bring up Levi Fry. Fry batting right-handed. There's a stretch by Schauer. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike one. Schauer making his fourth appearance. He's started, this will be his third start. He's 1-0 on the year, one save. Pitched 7 2/3 innings, giving up 3 hits, 2 runs. None of them earned. He's walked 4, struck out 9. Ball gets away from the catcher. They fired out to second and not in time. So a wild pitch puts Koenig on at second base. No balls and 2 strikes to count to Levi Fry and then Elijah Shuler on deck. Here's this pitch, a ground ball foul down the third base side. Nice pickup by the coach. No balls, two strikes to count with one down here in the top half of the first inning, game number two. We've got softball going on behind us. Here's a stretch and a pitch. Foul back. No balls and 2 strikes count. Girls softball action. Newton defeated Troy Christian in game one, 15-3. No balls, 2 strikes to count. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away from the catcher. He's going to have to fire down to third, and not in time. Ball goes into left field, but the left fielder, Wackler, is right there to back him up. So another wild pitch by Schauer puts Koenig on at first, on at third base. So Corey Koenig standing over at third base. Here's a pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays 1-2. One down here in inning number one. Top of the first. Defensively for the Indians, it goes like this. Tippy at first, Van Cullen at second, Alexander at short, Downing at third. Wackler in left, Kofor in center, Bowser in right. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. 2-2 the count. Gray behind the plate and Schauer on the mound for the Newton Indians, dressed in their red jerseys with black numbers, white pants, black hats. Here's a windup in the pitch by Schauer. Breaking pitch. Checked the base umpire for a swing. He did not swing, so it's 3-2. The count to Levi Fry with the runner standing over third base. There's a pitch. Inside, 4. So Fry walks.
Coming up to the plate, first baseman, number 14, Schuler.
So he goes and steals second. Fry goes ahead and steals second base. So stolen base for Fry. Comes Elijah Schuler. Here's the windup of the pitch. Check swing, he goes around. 0-1 the count. J.J. Meyer on deck. Here's a windup in the pitch. Breaking pitch over for swing and a miss, strike two. One down, and that was a leadoff hitter in Lenhart who struck out. Here's the windup in the pitch. Did he go around? No, he did not. 1-2 the count. One down, runners at second and third. Corey Koenig at second, or third, and Fry standing at second. Swing and a miss, strike three. So 2 strikeouts now for...
Now batting left fielder, number 2, J.J. Meyer.
2 strikeouts for Schauer. There's a windup in the pitch. Fly ball right side, but that's going to get out of play. So 2 down here in the two down here in the first. 0-1 the count. Here's the windup in the pitch. Inside, ball gets away. Here comes a run in. Koenig comes in to score on the wild pitch, so 3 wild pitches gets him in, and it's now 1-0 in favor of Botkins, taking the lead for the first time today. There's a windup in the pitch and a fly ball out towards second. Right fielder coming in and has it, and that's going to do it for the for Botkins in the first inning. They get a run on a hit. No errors. The runner left on, and at the end of a half inning, it's Botkins 1 and Newton nothing. Back after this timeout, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org. or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
What nothing is our score as we move here into the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Cofer, Alexander, and Tippy due up for Newton here in the first. Game number two, our doubleheader. Defensively for Botkins, it'll be Shuler at first, Quinn Kading at second, Corey Kading at short, Holder third, Meyer in left, Steinke in center, Egbert in right, and Fry behind the plate, Lenhart on the mound for the Botkins. Here's the windup in the first pitch by Lenhart. It's in there for a called strike one. Here's a windup and a pitch by Lenhart. He played center field first game. Pitched in there for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes. Here's a windup and a pitch and a ground ball first base side. Right to the first baseman. Steps on the bag. One up, one down. They bring up Cole Alexander, the shortstop.
Number 11, Cole Alexander.
Brian Kramer and Brian Kirby behind the plate, the umpires for today's Titanic struggle. There's a line drive, base hit into center field. So base hit. Thank you.
Now batting first baseman, number 18, Austin Tippy.
So Alexander's on with the base hit. So over to first, they got him in a rundown. Alexander is going to be tagged out by the pitcher. So it's going to go 1-3-6-3 on the put out. So, Tippy pitched a great game in game one. There's a windup in the pitch. Fly ball back out of play. Two down. The pickoff went 1-3-6-3. There's a windup in the pitch. By Lenhart. The fly ball well hit out towards center, and the center fielder Steinke has it, and that's going to do it for the Newton Indians here in inning number one. Get no runs on a hit. No errors, nobody left on, and at the end of one, it's Botkins 1 and Newton, nothing. Back after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We move to the top of the second inning. It'll be Hall, Steinke, and Koenig due up for the Botkins Trojans as Hall will take the first pitch for a ball, one ball and no strike. Here's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss. A hefty cut by Hall. Hall, the third baseman here in game number two, pitched in game one. There's a windup and a pitch. Inside, shower. Fastball inside. Two balls and a strike, the count. Shower rocks and fires. Just misses inside for a ball. 3-1 the count to Hall. There's a windup and a pitch by Shower. And that hits you. So Hall goes to first. That'll bring up Carson Steinke.
Stepping up to the plate, catcher number 34, Steinke.
Steinke pitched in that first game. Shower delivers. Fly ball back out of play. Shower staring in at his catcher, Gray. There's the throw over the first. Running back safely. Game one up at St. Henry. St. Henry defeated Marion Local 6-0. Here's a wind up, or the stretch and the pitch by Shower. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes the count. Called strike three. Another strikeout.
Now batting second baseman, number six, Koenig.
Quinn Koenig due up for the Botkins. Kind of a partly cloudy skies now. When we first started, it was clear. Nothing, not a cloud in the sky, but now it's mostly cloudy. Game time temperature, 53 degrees. With the wind out of the north at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 7. The first pitch is a ball. One ball, no strikes to Koenig. Quinn Koenig. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball, one strike, one out. Shower looking over first. Still getting the sign. Now he sets, takes another peek over there and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Swing and a miss, strike two. Let's make it strike three, so two strikeouts here in this inning.
Now batting your designated hitter, number three.
Fourth strikeout for Cooper. Shower. That'll bring up Cooper. Cooper the DH. There's the pitch. In there for a called strike one. Games in the Atlantic 10 today in the top of the seventh inning. UMass and Rhode Island tied up at 2-2. Fordham leads Richmond 4-0 in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. Grounder just tied to the short or second base or third baseman over to first. And that's going to do it. So Downing to Tippy, and that's going to do it for the Botkins in the second inning. They get no runs on no hits. No errors, a runner left on, and at the end of an inning and a half, it's Botkins 1, Newton nothing. Back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Coming up Tuesday here on the Gem City Sports Network, we'll have college baseball as the Akron Zips come calling to UD to take on the Flyers. First pitch will be 3 o'clock. Join us here on Radio 1.GemCitySports.com. We will have the pregame show beginning at 2:30. Have comments made by Coach King and also a player profile for you. All starting at 2:30. And then next weekend, it'll be the George Mason Patriots coming to town to take on the Flyers. So we move to the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Wackler, Shower, and Downing do it for the Indians as they trail it. 1-0 in here in the bottom of the second inning. There's a windup and a pitch up inside for ball. One ball, no strikes to count. To Brady Wackler. There's the pitch. Fly ball, a little looper, but it's going to be mid. Third baseman made a great effort, but just out of the reach of his glove. There's a ground ball right to the shortstop. Picks it up. Canning fires over to first. One up, one down. They bring up Ty Shower.
Now pitcher. Your pitcher, number one, Ty Shower.
Shower stepping in here in game number two. Here's the pitch to him outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Glad you joined us here on this Saturday afternoon from Newton High School in Pleasant Hill, Ohio. Just west of Troy. Here's the pitch. Up high and outside for a ball. I don't know why we're having internet problems, but we are. There's the windup and a pitch. Inside, ball two. Three. There's the next pitch. In there for a called strike one. Three balls and a strike. To Ty Schauer, the pitcher. On deck, Brady Downing. Pitch in a line drive, base hit into center field. Schauer helping his own cause there. Second hit of the game for the Indians.
Brady Downing.
That'll bring up the third baseman, Brady Downing. Leonard delivers. This is low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to count. This game and game one of our doubleheader will be up a little bit later on our website, gemcitysports.com, if you miss anything. I know the kids like to come in, go back and listen to the game afterwards. And that's why we do what we do. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Throw down to second. And he's... Schauer has a stolen base. Schauer did. Oh, yeah. Here's a fly ball out towards right, and that is out of play. Schauer had a stolen base in game number one. Downing standing in. Time called. Balk was called. So Ty Schauer goes to third now. So the tying run standing at 90 feet away. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Botkins leading at 1-0. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball three. 3-1. There's a stretch and the 3-1 pitch. No, he's going to throw over to third. Ty Schauer dives back into the bag. He's safe, though. Wind blowing out of the north at 12 miles an hour. Here's the pitch. Grounder, this time to shortstop. Over his glove and into center field, and a run comes in. That's going to be a base hit. It took a bad hop. So Downing is on with a base hit and an RBI.
Right fielder, number 20, Will Bowser.
So Bowser comes to the plate with runners at, with a runner at first base. Here's a pitch. Line drive over the head of the shortstop into left center field. Here goes Downing over to third. And Bowser's going to stop at first with the base hit. Third hit of the inning for the Indians.
Up at the plate, your second
That'll bring up
number 33, Bronson Van Coolen.
Bronson Van Coolen. Coming to the plate, playing second base. There's a stretch by Leonard, and a pitch. Runner goes. They wanted to make him throw, but wouldn't bite. So stolen base by Bowser. Maybe if he didn't have one in the first game, that was his first full stolen base. Yep, no, second stolen base of the year. He had one in the first. But nice butt down the over to third base, over to first. Another run scores. The sack bunt works. As Downing comes in to score, Van Coolen. So, beautiful sack bunt makes now 2-1.
Now batting your catcher, number 13, Ridge Gray.
Let me bring up the catcher, Ridge Gray. Two down here in the bottom of the second inning. Two runs in here in this inning. Here's the pitch. And if we're called strike one. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Newton. A run, a hit, no errors for Botkins. Botkins getting the runner in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Line drive over the head of the third baseman into left field, and that's going to score Bowser. And that's going to give Newton a 3-1.
Rhett Cofer
will step to the plate. Cofer grounded out. Fly ball, foul down to first base side. So three runs are in here in this. Here's the pitch. Throw down to first. They tried to get Gray. He slipped.
A little bit quicker
throw it. He would have been out. So Leonard delivers. Breaking pitch will stay outside. Two balls and a strike. Here's a stretch and a pitch by Leonard and a ground ball right to the shortstop. Fire over to first, and that's going to do it here in inning number two. So they get three runs on three hits. No errors and a runner left on, and at the end of two complete, it's the Newton Indians 3 and the Botkins Trojans 1. We shall return after this timeout. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
To the top half of the third inning we go. And Botkins will send to the plate. The top of the order. And Leonard Koenig, Corey Koenig, and Levi Fry. So we'll finish out the warm-ups.
Leading off for Botkins, pitcher number 21, Leinhardt.
Leinhardt batting in, stepping in. He is 0-for-1. He struck out, leading off the game. Three runs, five hits, no errors for Botkins. For Newton. A run, a hit, and no errors for Botkins. Here's the pitch in there for called strike one. Once again, defensively for the Indians, Tippy at first, Van Cullen at second, Van Cullen. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Alexander at short, Downing at third. Wackler in left. Kofi and Kofer in center. Bowser in right. Next pitch is down low and outside for ball two. Gray behind the plate. Shower on the mound for Newton. Here's the pitch. The ground ball to the second baseman, picking it up at Van Cullen. Over to first. One up, one down. Let me bring up Corey Koenig. Koenig singled and scored the only run of the game for
number eight, Koenig.
So Koenig, one for one on the day. He scored on three wild pitches. There's a windup in the pitch by Schauer. And they're for called strike one on the outside corner. Next pitch is a ground ball hit to the third baseman, Downing. He's going to fire over to first, two down. So two up, two down. That'll bring up Fry. Fry walked and stole second in the first inning.
11, Fry.
Get a chance to catch a high school game, they usually start about 5 o'clock, except on the weekends. First pitch is a breaking pitch, stays outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. There's a windup in the pitch, in there for called strike one. One ball, one strike. Schauer delivers. Breaking pitch just misses a little high. For ball two, two balls and a strike. Two down here in the third inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. Deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, two out. Ty Schauer on the mound for the Indians. He winds, time is called. Schauer has the sign. Now he's going to rock and fire the 2-2. Breaking pitch just misses a little high for ball three, 3-2. 3-1 is our score. Newton leading it here in the top half of the third inning. Here's the pitch. A pie ball four. So Schauer loses him for the second time, and that'll bring up Elijah Schuler, who struck out swinging his first time up in the first. Checking the softball score, 7-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Newton beating Troy Christian. There's a stretch. Look over at first base. Schauer's going to fire over there. Runner Fry gets back safely. Getting a good lead as one foot on the dirt and the other on the off. Here's the pitch. Foul tip at the plate. Count stays no balls and two strikes. Dayton baseball on Tuesday against Akron, and then over the weekend they'll take on George Mason down at UD. No charge to get in. Come on down and enjoy some time fun down there at the old ballpark. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's going to do it for Botkins in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left. And at the end of 2.5, it's the Indians 3 and the Trojans 1. Back after this timeout, this is the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
And back here at Newton High School, coming up on April the 23rd down at the Air Ballpark, the Dayton Flyers will take on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. First pitch is at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $5 for kids 14 and under, $10 for adults. 7 o'clock first pitch will be on there at 6:30 with the pregame show down at Day Air Ballpark. It's hard to believe that place is 24 years old.
Shortstop. Number 11, Cole Alexander.
So Cole Alexander will step in. He is 1-for-1 today. He singled. Then he was picked off. Went 1-3 to 6-3 in that first inning. So Alexander leading it off here in the third for the Newton Indians. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Leonard delivers high and inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Leonard delivers. Down in the dirt for ball two, or ball three, 3-0. Leonard gets a sign. Here's the windup and the 3-0 pitch inside ball four. So Alexander walks. Now to bring up Austin Tippy, flying out to
first
center.
First baseman Austin Tippy.
So over to first. Alexander gets back safely. Somebody's car alarm's going off. 3-1 is our score. Time called. Tippy standing back in. Here's the pitch. Grounder right up the middle, right past the second baseman into center field. Alexander's going to round second, go into third, standing up. Tippy's got another hit. So runners at first and third.
Now batting left fielder, number 25, Brady Wackler.
Tippy in that first game was 4-for-4. I mean, 2-for-4. I'm sorry, 2-for-4. He had a triple in that first game. Ball gets away. Here comes in runner number four. So a wild pitch brings in another run for the Indians. They now lead it 4-1. Tippy goes to second. One ball, no strikes to count to Brady Wackler. Ground ball just foul down the third base side. One ball, one strike. Run in. And Tippy standing out at second base. Ty Schauer on deck. Mm-hmm. clearance, sets, and delivers. Grounder, this time to the third baseman. He picks it up. He'll fire over to first. And Tippy will go into third, diving in. So another run is 90 feet away, and that'll bring up Ty Schauer, who singled center his first time up.
At the plate, number one, pitcher Ty Schauer.
Infield in on the grass. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Tippy standing over third as Leonard sets, looks over that way, and delivers the 2-0 pitch and a ground ball right past second baseman into right field. That's going to bring in Tippy. That's going to make it 5-1.
Now batting third baseman number 3, Brady Downing.
That'll bring up Brady Downing. Going to the first, runner back safely. Downing singled to the center and singled in a run. In the second inning, here's a pitch. Runner goes, and Fry drops it. I mean, Gray. No, wait a minute. Fry dropped it. A ball and no strikes account with Showers moving to second base. Which is a ball, 2-0. Will Bowser on deck. There's a stretch. Leonard delivers. Swing and a hefty cut. 1-2, or 2-1 to Brady Downing. Here's a pitch. Grounder. This time the shortstop is going to pick it up. Fire over to first. Now they fire over to third. And Schauer is in safely.
Stepping up to the plate, number 20, right fielder Will Bowser.
Will Bowser will step to the plate. He singled and scored in the second inning. He also has a stolen base. Pitch is a ball, a little high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Five to one is our score. Here's the pitch. Pop up. Shortstop. Caning drops it. So that's going to be, an error on him.
Now batting second baseman, number 33, Bronson Van Coolen.
That'll bring up Bronson Van Coolen. Three more runs are in here in this inning. Runner goes. They throw down to second. Not in time. So another stolen base by Bowser. His second of the game. Coach not too happy over there at Botkins with that kid dropping the ball. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. Never called strike. One ball, one strike. Two down here in the bottom of the third inning. 6-1 is our score. I think Koenig is going to be given a talking to. Now they're going to steal. The third baseman comes in. And going to third on the stolen base is Bowser. So he gets his third stolen base of the game. And a big mistake by the third baseman. and Hall. Smart base running by Bowser, though. Pitches outside for ball three. 3-1 the count. To Van Coolen. On deck, Ridge Gray. Here's a stretch. The pitch. And dirt ball four. Van Coolen is on with a walk.
Coming up to the plate.
That'll bring up
catcher number 13, Ridge Gray.
That'll bring up Ridge Gray. Gray reached in the second inning. Pitches a ball and stealing second base is Van Coolen. So Van Coolen picks up his first stolen base of the year. So runners will be at first and second and third. And the coach from Botkins is going out there, and I don't think he's a happy camper at all. Coming up on the, let's see, what date is that? Look at our schedule here. We will have high school baseball from down at Day Air Ballpark. Have a series of games. Kings and Lebanon will be one of them. Beaver Creek and Shawnee will be another. I like going down there at Day Air Ballpark calling a game. Swing and a miss. Here's the pitch. Line drive over the head of the first baseman into right field. Here comes one run in to score. Van Coolen, he's going to come in to slide in to score. And it's now 8-1. So two runs batted in by Gray.
Now batting center fielder number 4, Rhett Cofer.
They'll bring up top of the order, Rhett Cofer, the ninth man to hit in this inning. Here's the pitch. This is for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Run rules. 10 runs after 5. Well, 4.5 would be in this case. They've scored 5 runs here in this inning. They scored 3 in the second, 5 here in the third. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-0. Oh, Tippy got the win in the first game. Stanford lost. So over the first, they almost had Gray over third, over first. There's a stretch by Leonard. The pitch is high for ball to 3-0.
That was way outside. He brought it in.
3 balls, no strikes. Here's a stretch by Leonard. Pitch is in there for a cold strike. Leonard staring in at his catcher. Here's a stretch in the 3-1 pitch. Line drive right over the head of the runner, Ed Gray. He's going to stop at second. Cofer's going to end up at first base with the base hit. That's going to put runners at first and second.
Now batting number 11, Cole Alexander.
2 out. That'll bring up Alexander, who walked and scored earlier in this inning. He's the 10th man to hit in this inning. Pitches in there for a called strike one. Two down here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's a pitch, and hits his bat. 0-2 the count, a foul ball. That's all it is a foul ball. No balls and two strikes to count. There's a pop-up in the infield. Pitcher has it, and that's going to do it for the... That's going to do it for Newton. But they get five.
After three, your Newton Indians, 8, Botkin Trojans, 1.
They get 5 runs on 1, 2, on 4 hits. No errors and a runner left on at the end of 3 complete. It's 8-1.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
So we move to the top half of the fourth inning, and it's 8-1 in favor of the Newton Indians. It'll be Meyer, Hall, and Steinke due up for the Trojans here in inning number 4. So we got waiting on the catcher Gray to show up. 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Indians. A run, a hit, and an error for the Trojans. Run rule is 10 after 5. Or 4 and a half in this case.
Leading off for Botkins, number 2, left fielder, J.J. Meyer.
J.J. Meyer will lead it off. He flied out to right his first time up. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike 1. Huh? Showered, rocks and fires. Breaking pitch over for called strike 2. No balls, 2 strikes. Showered getting the ball back and firing real quick. Like, here's the 0-2 pitch. Grounder. Right to Shower. He's going to flip it over to first. One up, one down. Going to bring up Phil Hall, who was hit by a pitch in the second inning.
Phil Hall.
The only hit of the game went to Corey Koenig in the first inning. He scored the only run of the game for Botkins. Steinke on deck. There's a windup and a pitch. Inside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Get a chance to get to a high school game in your area? Please do so. Kids would love to see you. So would the parents. So would the concession stand. There's a fly ball out towards right, and it's going to drop in there for a base hit. They almost got him at first. That was a nice job out there by Bowser, who threw to first base, and Hall was taking his time getting down to base. So a base hit for Phil Hall, and that'll bring up Carson Steinke, who struck out looking his first time up.
So one down. Here's the pitch. Misses inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Yeah, I'm sure the kids like it. Concession stand will definitely like it. Here's a stretch. Shower delivers outside and high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Two and oh the count with one down. Here's a pitch. And line drive right to the first baseman. He steps on the bag. Line drive to Tippy. And he stepped on the bag, and that's going to do it for Botkins here in the fourth inning. They get no runs on a hit. There were no errors. Nobody left on. At the end of three and a half, it's Newton 8 and Botkins 1. We shall return after this timeout.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Take it from somebody who knows. Listen to your heart. Listen to your body. And if you think you have to go into the, ER, don't hesitate. Don't hesitate at all. I almost hesitated, and almost lost my life. So listen to your heart. Blood pressure is very. If you get high, tell your doctor definitely. We need you around for a few more years, eh? So Koenig is on the mound now for the Botkins Trojans. Looks like Corey Koenig. See, it goes out to short there. So going over to short will be J.J. Meyer. So Leonard's done. So where is he? Steinke goes over to center. Myers at shortstop. And I think Leonard goes out to
center. Number 18, first baseman, Austin Tippy.
Austin Tippy will step back into the batter's box. Tippy on the day is 1-for-2 here in this game. Had a triple in the first game. Here's the pitch. High and inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Corey Koenig on the mound now for the Botkins Trojans, a right-hander. Here's a windup and a pitch. Outside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So Koenig comes in to pitch. Meyer will go to short. Steinke to left. Leonard out to center. There's the pitch. Swing. And a hefty cut by Tippy. 2-1 to count. 8-9-0 for Newton. 1-2-1 for Botkins. And
So they're saying that Koenig cannot use that glove because there's a white, something white on it. So he changed gloves with the third baseman, Hall. There's a windup in the pitch. Outside for ball three. 3-1 the count. To Austin Tippy. Here's the pitch by Koenig. Foul back into the screen. Count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff hitter Austin Tippy here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Newton ahead, 8-1. Here's a pitch and a line drive out towards center field. That's going to fall right in front of Leonard. So Tippy is on with his second hit of the game. And that'll bring up Brady Wackler. Wackler 0-2. He's grounded out to third, grounded out to short.
Brady Wackler.
So the leadoff hitter's on. Here's the pitch. Just misses a little bit outside for a ball. 1-0. Koenig takes a quick look over at first base. Tippy not too far out of the bag. Here's the pitch wide of the plate. It's now 2-0. There's a stretch in the pitch. Runner goes. Throwing it down anyway. Goes into center field. So a stolen base by Tippy. So another stolen base for the Indians. Ball four. Wackler's on. In the walk, and that'll bring up Ty Schauer. Schauer 2-for-2 in this game. Single to center, single to right, and he's scored twice. Foul tip at the plate. Swinging a foul tip. 0-1 the count. Pop up out towards center field. It's going to fall in there. They throw over to third, and he's safe at third. Base is loaded, so another base hit puts bases loaded. Nobody out. Schauer at first. Wackler at second. Tippy at third. That's the second time today that has happened between the center field or left fielder and the shortstop, as it just hit in there. So now we're going to have three pinch runners. So we're going to have three different runners going in.
At the plate now for the Indians, number three, Brady Downing.
Brady Downing will come to the plate now. Number 28. Who?
Alex
Schauer is at third. Evanston Hempel at the second. And who? Brady Plyman is now at first. I don't have him on there. I just saw it on their website, I tell you. I couldn't see because of the fog. So here we go. Base is loaded, nobody out. They get three runs here. Pitches high for a ball. This could be their final at bat if they get three runs. Here's a pitch and a pop-up on the infield. Infield fly rule. First baseman has it. There's one down. So Downing flies to the first baseman and Schuler.
At the plate.
That'll bring up Will Bowser.
Bowser
reached on an error his last time up. He's 1-for-2. And he's got 3 stolen bases on today here in this game. Runners getting their leads at first, second, and third with one down. Here's the pitch. Foul down the right field side and out of play. No balls and a strike. Here's this pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 0-2 to count to Will Bowser with Bronson Van Coolen on deck. There's a stretch by Canning, and he delivers up high for ball 1. 1 ball and 2 strikes to count. Botkin scored the first run of the game in the first inning, and then it's been all Newton after that. Newton scored 3 in the second, 5 in the third. They're threatening here in the fourth. Then 2 balls and 2 strikes to count to Will Bowser. There's a stretch. Canning delivers and a ground ball to the left side, over to the shortstop. He fires over to second, over to third for the one out. Tippy comes in to score.
Now batting number 32.
Schuler goes to, or Schauer goes to second. Bowser on with the fielder's choice. And that'll bring up Van Coolen. Van Coolen doesn't have an official at bat. He's had a sack fly sack bunt in the second and a walk in the third. Takes first pitch for a called strike 1. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down to the first baseline. No balls and 2 strikes. 9-1 is our score now. As Tippy came in to score on that one. Here's the pitch. Way outside for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Indians. A run, 2 hits, and an error for Botkins. Here's a stretch and the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. That's going to do it for Newton here in the fourth inning. They do get a run, though.
After 4, Newton Indians.
2 hits.
Hawkins Trojans. 1.
No errors and 2 runners left on at the end of 4 complete. It's Newton 9 and Botkins 5. Or Botkins 1. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From 2-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From 2-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, Visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
To the top of the fifth inning we go. Koenig, Cooper, and Leonard do up here in inning number five for the four Botkins coming to the plate. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Newton. A run, 2 hits, and no error. A run, 2 hits, and an error for the
leading off of the Trojans, number 6, Koenig.
So that'll bring up Quinn Koenig, who struck out his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Here's the pitch. Line drive out towards left, but foul. Down the left field line, down the there's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. Koenig was way in front of that one. And now we're going to have a meeting on the mound. Gives us a chance today. They're coming up next week here on the Gem City Sports Network. It'll be Dayton Flyers baseball as they take on Akron on Tuesday. And then George Mason on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 3 o'clock on Tuesday and Friday. 1 o'clock on Saturday, noon on Sunday. Here we go. Here's the 0-2 pitch in the dirt. One ball and 2 strikes. Shower delivers. Up in there for called strike. Got him at the letters. That'll bring up Cooper. Cooper grounded to third his first time up. And that take out is not Cooper. That is Lyle. So, coach coming out to talk to well, Cole Alexander's on the mound now for Alexander's out on the mound now for Newton. Swing and a miss. That is Lyle.
Ricky Lyle.
Ricky Lyle now coming to the plate.
Now batting number 24, Lyle.
There's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes to count. Pitch called strike 3. Lyle caught looking again. Caught looking. Two outs, 2 strikeouts for Alexander. There's a windup by Alexander. Pitches outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Alexander coming into this one. As it's his second appearance, he started the game. He's 1-0. He's pitched 4 innings. Here's the next pitch. And a swing and a miss. Strike 1. He's 1-0. He's pitched 4 innings, giving up 2 hits, a run. That was earned. Walked 4, struck out 6, has a 1.75 ERA. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside for a ball, 2 balls and a strike. To Leonard, leading it off, or here in the top of the fifth inning, he's 0 for 2. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball, 3-1 the count. Three balls, 1 strike count. Here's the pitch by Alexander. Outside ball 4, it's his first walk of the game. That'll bring up Corey Koenig. Koenig singled and grounded out to third. Koenig wanted 2 hits for one of 2 hits for Botkins here in this second game. They trail it 9-1. Here's the pitch. This is for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. You said they got bourbon in Troy at the fountain?
That's what he was saying.
Oh, okay. There's a ground ball third base side, but down foul. One ball, one strike count, two down. Here in the top of the fifth inning, 9-1 is our score. Runner at first base. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Just misses low for a ball, 2-1. Leonard at first base, he walked. Quinn Caning struck out and Ricky Lyle struck out. Throw over to first. Ball gets away from the first baseman. Tippy's going to have to go all the way down the line to get it. And going to second base is Leonard on the air by the pitcher. Two balls and a strike with two down here in the fifth. Our next high school game will be down at Day Air Ballpark when Lebanon takes on Kings. Pitches in there for called strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs. Runner at second base. Here's a pitch by Alexander. And a little loop route towards second, and he's got it. Van Coolen grabs it, and that's going to do it for the... It's going to do it for Bakkens here in the fifth inning. They get no runs on no hits. No errors, a runner left on, and at the end of four and a half, it's the Newton 9 and Bakkens 1. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Yeah, this is our 12th year doing this, and we've done over 2,400 games, working on 2,500, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been an honor and a pleasure of doing this for you, and we want to continue to do so. So if you know anybody that would like to advertise on our station, just give me a call at 937-397-0204. Or my email address at Doug, that's D-O-U-G, at gemcitysports.com. Pricing is very, very, very low. It's not Bidenomics. So here we go. Stepping in will be Van Coolen. I'm going to take that back.
Leading off for the Indians, number 13, Ridge Gray.
Oh, Ridge Gray. Okay. I didn't see him on here. There he is. Ridge Gray will step to the plate. He is, he's got his singles last time up. Takes first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. I don't have the numbers down here. My bad, too. Here's the windup and the pitch by Canning, and it fouled back. 1-1. Now, if Newton were to get two runs in this game or in this inning, the game would be over. Here's the windup and the pitch by Caning. Down low, ball two, two balls and a strike. On deck, Rhett Cofer. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Gray standing in. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pitch is high and outside for ball three. 3-2 the count. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the windup and the pitch by Koenig. Grounder this time to the second baseman. Goes over to the other Koenig. One up, one down.
She didn't do anything. She just kept on playing and they gave her the call.
So.
Now batting number four. Great. Rhett Cooper.
Grounds out to Quinn Koenig. And that'll bring up Rhett Cooper. Cooper is 1-for-3 on the day. Here in game two, he singled his last time up. He's pitching a ground ball, this time to the shortstop. Over to first, two down. Set with Meyer over
at the plate, number 11, Cole Alexander.
So here comes the pitcher to the plate, Cole Alexander. Alexander is 1-for-2. There's a windup and a pitch. In the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Nine to one is our score. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul ball back out of play. Hits the field house. One ball and one strike with two down here in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Up by a ball two, two balls and a strike. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth. 9-1 is our score. There's the windup by Koenig, and he delivers. Grounder, slow roller to the third baseman. Just going to pick it up. Fire over to first. 1-2-3 go the Indians here in inning number five. It's the first time today that they've been down 1-2-3. So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. At the end of five, it's the Indians 9 and the Indians 9 and Trojans 1. Back after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800.
Yeah, back here at Newton High School in Pleasant Hill, Ohio, we welcome you back to the high school game of the week, Saturday edition and doubleheader edition. Here's a pitch and a fly ball out towards right. One pitch, and that's going to drop in there for a base hit, as Ballard couldn't get there quick enough. So the Fry will lead off with a one-pitch single. That'll bring up Elijah Schuler. Schuler 0-for-2. He struck out twice. That was Fry's first official at bat. He walked twice. So third hit of the game for the – there's a fly ball out towards left. Two down, or one down. So two pitches. So that'll bring up J.J. Meyer, 0-for-2. So Botkin's not making the scoreboard operator work too much this inning. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball, one ball and no strikes. That's just the third pitch of the inning for Alexander. There's a stretch, and Alexander delivers. swing and a foul back. Got the hand of the catcher. That's going to hurt. It's one thing you don't see too much of is a left-handed catcher. So Alexander will get the sign from Gray. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. One down here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high and outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Alexander throws over to first. Runner back safely. Nine runs, 11 hits, and no errors for Newton. A run, three hits, and an error for... Ball gets away. They fire down to second. Hey, miss him. They could not get the tag down on him. So the Newton softball team, they win their second game today. Here's a grounder to the third baseman. Fires over to first. Got him. So two down with the runner standing over third base in Fry. And that'll bring up Phil Hall. Hall is singled and was hit by a batter, or hit by a pitcher. There's the pitch. And that hit him. That has to hurt, especially in the hand. There was a kid at Dayton who got hit in the hand. I think it was at Butler. Broke his hand. He's out for 5 weeks. Maybe longer. On a cool day, it has to hurt. They're going to call that a strike. Because it hit his hand while it was on the bat. So, no balls and a strike to Hall. His hand is going to be a little bit sore tonight. Oh, and one to count. To Hall, runner at third base with two down here in the sixth. Breaking pitch stays high for ball. One ball, one strike. One or one to count, two down here in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. One and two the count. One ball, two strikes, two down. Runner third base. And Levi Fry. Here's the pitch. Grounder just foul down third lane. One or two the count. One ball, two strikes, two down. Fry goes back to third. Here's the pitch. Little looper out towards second. Second baseman's going to grab it, throw over to first, and that's going to do it. For Botkins, they get no runs on a hit. No errors, a runner left, and at the end of five and a half, it's the Botkins Trojans trailing 9-1. To Newton, back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Yeah, back here at Newton High School. 9-1 is our score as we move to the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Newton Indians coming up, hoping that this will be their final time at the plate today. Congratulations to the Newton softball team winning both games 15-3 over Troy Christian. So, coming up to the plate here for the Indians, it'll be Tippy, Wackler, and Shower due up here in the sixth inning. They score a couple of runs, the game's over with. If not, they'll go to the seventh and try to close it out then. So, here we go. Stepping in will be Austin Tippy. Tippy is 2-for-3 today here in game number two. He singled twice and flied to center.
Leading off for the Indians, number 18, Austin Tippy.
So Austin Tippy will stand in. He also had a triple in the first game. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball, one ball and no strikes. There is a huge gap in right center field. That's exactly where he hit the and that's where he's heading at this time. This time the ball gets over the head of the left fielder, goes all the way to the warning track. Tippy's going to round second. He's going to come into third, standing up with a stand-up triple. The second triple of the game in the same spot. His third hit of the game.
Now batting, number 25, Brady Wackler.
So Wackler standing in. He is 0-4-2 here in this one. Andrew Long is running for Tippy. As much as Tippy's been working today, he's got to sleep very well tonight. Four hits, he's also pitched. Nine strikeouts in the first game. 9-1 is our score. Here's a pitch and a fly ball out towards left and into foul territory. Third baseman has it, one down. They'll bring up Ty Shower. Shower is 3-for-3 here in the second game. Single to center, single to right, single to right.
Shower.
So, Shower coming to the plate, 3-for-3 in this one. Here's a pop-up, about the same spot, third baseman coming over, and he can't catch up to it this time. It's Hall over there over third. No balls and a strike. The count to Ty Shower. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Little fly ball out towards center and nice. No, he didn't. Did he catch it? No, he did not. Yes, he did. Long comes in to score. It's now 10-1. So Leonard in the center field made a diving catch, made a great catch. But that brings in Hall, and that makes it now 10-1. Coming to the plate, Brady Downing. Downing is One for two, or one for three. First pitch is a ball, one ball. One and one to count. There's the wind up in the pitch by Koenig. Pitch is high and outside for a ball, two and one. There's a pitch and a fly ball well hit out towards left. And the wind's going to take it and dropped by the left fielder. And Steinke, here comes all the way over to third base is Downing. A three-base error. A three-base error there.
At the plate, number 22, Carson resides.
Will Bowser will come to the plate. Huh? Oh, Carson resides is now hitting for Bowser. Grab ball to the shortstop. Picks it up, fires over to first. Got him, and that's the end of the inning. So, they get a run on a couple of on a hit. There's an error. And a runner left on at the end of six complete. It's 10-1. Newton leading it. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org. No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
I want to thank everybody here at Newton High School for their hospitality today and allowing us to bring you today's doubleheader between Botkins and Newton. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network. Carson Steinke will lead it off. First pitch is high and inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Steinke is 0-2. Lined out to the first baseman. Lined into a double play. Next pitch is ball in the dirt. One ball, or two balls and no strikes. The count to Steinke, who pitched the first game. It'll be Steinke, Quinn Koenig, and Ricky Lyle. Tentatively here in the seventh inning. Here's a pitch and a ground ball foul down the and an error on the first base coach for Botkins. So Steinke lined out to first base. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Strike one, two. Two balls and two strikes to count. The leadoff hitter here in the seventh inning. Swing and a miss. Strike three. One up, one down. Koenig will come to the plate. Koenig on the day is 0-2, struck out twice. First
First pitch is a ball. One ball, no strike. Here's the pitch. It never called strike one. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. Strike two. Two down here, or one down here in the seventh inning. Lyle on deck. There's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, so two down. So they're down to their final out. Botkins is, and that'll bring up Ricky Lyle. Lyle struck out his only time up. So glad you can join us on this Saturday afternoon.
24, Lyle.
So Lyle will step back in. Here's the windup and the pitch by Alexander. Pitches in there low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One ball and one strike. There's the windup. And the 1-1 pitch coming plateward. Pitch is high and inside for ball two. Both these games will be uploaded to our website a little bit later on. You can listen to it again on GemCitySports.com. We archive every game that we do. As a matter of fact, we did a basketball game here at Newton earlier this year. Pitch is down low for 3-1. Check that out, too. There's the windup and the 3-1 pitch. In there for called strike two. They're down to their final strike. Alexander delivers ball four. So Lyle keeps the hopes alive for Botkins. Here comes Leonard. Leonard on the day is 0 for 2, he walked in the fifth. Alexander looks over at first, now delivers inside in there for a called strike at the letters. The ball's in a strike. Alexander sets, delivers. This is inside for a ball, 1-1 to count. Over to fake throw over to first. Here's the pitch. Down low. 2-1. So Newton improved to 5-1 on the year. Botkins will fall to 0-5. Swing and a miss, strike two, so they're down to the final strike once again. Two balls, two strikes, two out here in the ninth. Alexander looks over at first, now he sets, now he delivers the 2-2, inside for ball three. Corey Koenig on deck. There's a stretch and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, game over. Your final score, Newton 10 and Botkins 1. Newton 10 runs, 12 hits and an error. Botkins a run, 3 hits, 2 errors. Winning pitcher will be Schauer, the loser Leonard. And that's going to do it for us here at Newton High School. Thank you for tuning in. And join us again next time here on the Gem City Sports Network. That'll be Tuesday as the Dayton Flyers take on the Akron Zips beginning at 3 o'clock. And then next weekend, it'll be Flyer baseball once again as the Flyers host George Mason. Until then, this is Doug Brown saying so long from Newton High School. Once again, your final score, Newton 10 and
Botkins won. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network. You've been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Respect the Game, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of high school baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.